Recorded Books presents Heavy is the Head by Sumeya Anyeji, narrated by the author. Girlhood. The goal is for us to grow up, right? Boys morph into men and girls into gaping wounds. Do you know what it's like to be born an adult? To go from fetus to woman? When you can't afford the luxury of childhood, your innocence is an afterthought. If you're going to tell me anything, then tell me about the sun. Tell me about how it rises each morning, in spite of us, regardless of whether we wanted to or not. Tell me about the girls, especially the ones that didn't survive the night. Give me their names. Let me cradle them in my palms. Let me write them down with all the others. Tell me about the fights and the arguments, about how there's bad blood now. Tell me about the bad blood and I will tell you that there's no such thing as good blood. Only thick blood. Only blood that's forced to stay. Only gaping wounds. Rearranging my traumas. The anagram for skin is sink. Isn't that funny? How black bodies tossed from slave ships sunk to the bottom of the Dead Sea, poured directly into the wound. The anagram for negro is goner, as in gone, as in vanished without a whisper of how, half forgotten, dressed in scars and bullet wounds, and called couture. The anagram for burned is burden, the smell of smoke, a memory that hasn't turned to ash. If you saw me, all brown skin and inferno eyes, next to a blackened corpse, would you be able to tell the difference? The anagram for rape is reap, that which he did not sow. The body is a temple. He came to absolve himself of sin. Left tiny torches on the carpet. I am still picking them up. The anagram for hatred is thread. I am hanging, dangling, between the fine line of resentment and loving you in reverse. Dark skin humor. Black girl walks into a room. She's instantly the joke. Always is. Everyone laughs, points fingers. What a sight she is. She's a beacon for everything that will cause her pain. Men hit on black girl. Men hit black girl. Men hit and call it a punch, line. Black girl shrinks, makes herself smaller. They find her anyway. Ogle her skin, her hair, her body. They are laughing, but they are fascinated. They want what black girl has, but still want black girl silent. But black girl is strong, right? Always is. Always has to be. No one believes black girl has depression or other myths. Black girl must provide. Black girl must abandon her mother tongue on a shelf and train her mouth to be sophisticated. To be less ugly. Less native. Black girl is either too black or not black enough. Black girl must fight, and fight, and lose. Black girl must write poetry so other black girls can relate. She must dim her anger so that no one is afraid of her. Black girl is tired. She always is. But she has to laugh. She must giggle with everyone or else she's ruining the fun for the whole group. So black girl does. She bites her tongue and laughs. Is it still seasonal depression if it happens all year round? Every night I Google symptoms of depression to remind myself that someone out there has given this feeling a name, has translated this emptiness into a language I can speak. My sister tells me I'll feel better if I cry, but what good is salt and water when I've been drowning for months? I am a sponge for everyone's misery but my own. This diagnosis is...
Sample complete. Ready to continue?